Hey everyone, Julian here. Just to let you know, we do have a audio issue with this particular podcast. There is a discrepancy between the volume of my voice and Nick's voice. This was a mic issue that we have since sorted. We felt like we still wanted to release this episode, however. We felt that the conversation we had about Death Note in particular was interesting and worth releasing. So once again, apologies for the volume issues. It's not too bad, but just to let you know, it's there. Won't be an issue in the future. Enjoy our conversation about Death Note and some other recent gaming stuff. And yeah, I'll let it go from here.
Everything that follows is official on the record.
On the record, set in stone. And that's our motto. We are recording now. And by the way, guess what?
What's up?
We are recording now. That wasn't the motto. That wasn't
Okay.
the motto. That wasn't the motto.
Okay. So what's the motto?
No, I was just telling you that we are actually recording now. That wasn't the motto.
Oh,
I
okay.
mean, the motto is we are recording now, but when
Julian.
I said that to you just now, that was not me saying the motto. That was just saying that we are recording now.
Statement of fact.
Yes, it was a statement of pure fact. That
This
was
is
not
my
a prank.
credo, though. You know what that is? Do you know what it is?
Sounds like a chip or something. Like
We
a
are
snack food.
recording. We are recording now.
We are recording now.
Yeah, that's my motto.
In life?
Yeah. Yeah, in
That's
life.
like
This is the surveillance state, dude. We are always recording, all right?
Oh, okay. So that's
Yeah.
just what you in the back of your head on your day to day.
Yeah, dude,
And when
it's
you say
me.
we, it's like the royal we, right? Or it's like
It's the
the
royal we.
yeah.
It's we as in the na this
This nation is
this
recording you at all
nation.
times. Watch what you
Yes.
say.
That's right.
Fuck. Okay.
Documented.
All right. Well, man, it is hot today.
Yeah.
I have been cooked. My brain is cooked. And today on the Clear Cache podcast, we are not going to be talking about cooking. We're just going to talk about some rando,
Yeah.
and probably not the weather because I don't know if
I
weather-related
fucking hate
podcasts.
talking about the weather. We
I
are
know.
not going to talk about the weather.
No, it's not going to happen.
So hot, though.
It's fucking hot. And
Okay.
we're both cooked, but that's all we can say.
Yeah,
We can't go into it.
I'm establishing the limits based on exactly how much I want to talk about the weather.
Right.
Incredibly selfish, but
That's okay. I think where we can set the bar is it hot outside or is it cold outside? That's it.
hot.
It's hot. It's hot right now.
That's the answer.
And it's kind of late in the evening. We're both a little burnt out. And
Burnt out
it
because it's
yeah,
hot.
exact A. I didn't even try. See, I don't even
Ah.
have to try. They just pop out. I'm just a
Boom,
machine over
boom.
here.
Like that.
Exactly. So, but it's that time of night, the perfect time to clear that cache, baby. So, we're just gonna do that, which
Let's.
is what this podcast is all about.
Yes. So you saw, I have to get this
Take the
off my
reins, yeah.
chest.
No, please do.
Okay. You saw the Death Note movie, right?
Yeah, you know what's weird is I think we might have. You saw it 2 days ago?
Yes.
I think I watched it 2 days ago. I think we might have
That's
watched it at the
because
same time without even knowing.
2 days ago, I wrote your name in the Death Note. I said, Julian is going to be watching Death Note with me right now on the other side of California. And then when the 2 days period has passed, I can't control him anymore, so he's going to die by podcast.
But
So sorry. Sorry, dude. An ass idiot. Bitch.
Wait, did you burn my page?
Yes.
Okay, I'm
Yeah,
good.
you're good.
I
You're
had a
good.
scare there. You scared me, frightened
I
me.
understand.
Okay, yeah, so we both have watched that. I have an opinion or two, and I think so do you.
Yeah,
Let
so
drop that baby on me.
you read the manga, and
Yes, I read the manga.
I watched the anime.
You watch the
And
anime.
that's right. And ah, it's good. I like the anime. And you know what? I'm gonna break from popular opinion right now and say I also liked the movie very much.
Is the unpopular opinion that the movie sucks?
Dude, popular opinion is kill the director.
Wait, what did I just say? What I meant to say was, is the popular opinion the movie sucks, kill the director? That's like the pop.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you break down mostly why? I think I have the gist, but I'd like to hear it in your
Surely
words.
you do.
Yeah.
But I will absolutely cover it. So obviously it's an American adaptation of a Japanese product. So it's going to suffer the repercussions of all of the like cultural complexities that that entails.
Right.
Secondly, it is tonally very different from the anime, and I imagine from the manga. But my only experience is with the anime. And just to clarify, Death Note is a manga and anime series about a young man who is like cunning and brilliant, who is randomly bestowed a book called The Death Note, in which you write a person's name and they die in the way that you describe. And it also has a number of wild ass, very specific rules that he manipulates to his advantage, while simultaneously like playing like so-called mental chess with a detective who is after him named
Right.
L.
It's very
And
like cat and mouse. It's
very
very,
much.
it reminds me a lot of like traditional detective stories in a lot of ways, which I think that, through our friendship, I've know that you are interested. I mean, at least I know you fucking jam through Case Closed like all the time, or at least
Yeah, dude.
have and will do again.
I've seen 800 episodes of Detective Conan. I love detective stories outside of Detective Conan. Yeah, I love it, and I loved Death Note. I loved it, although it was excessively serious and brooding.
Very brooding.
I enjoyed all of the like the puzzling and puzzle solving that happens around trying to catch and defeat the protagonist and the antagonist respectively.
Right.
So yeah, I like that series a lot.
So
And
that's
go
interesting
ahead.
because I didn't enjoy the manga when I read it.
Yeah, what didn't
Mostly,
you like?
well, I think at the time I was going into it with the wrong mindset because for me, I've read manga for a very long time since I was a early teenager, and I was introduced to it by the manga Yu Yu Hakusho, which is a very action-oriented, very violent manga, very bloody, and that's why I was interested in it. It was like right when Toonami was huge, so I was absorbing all this content from Japan. Mostly action oriented. So by the time I was older and I was starting to read other stuff, there was still something about Death Note, although I did read the full series, that just didn't catch me. And I only really stuck it out through the end because I think that I was reading it alongside my brother and I didn't want to be the only one who didn't finish. But it didn't have an effect on me. It just wasn't something that, I don't know, I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it nonetheless. Super popular manga, like has
Totally.
sold. I think the number I saw recently when I was reading about this movie was that the manga had sold somewhere like close to 100 million copies worldwide.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's one of the highest selling mangas ever, I think.
Wow.
So yeah, it's super popular. So obviously, this movie was going to be criticized and see a lot of attention regardless because of just how popular that manga is.
Yeah, it's got an enormous fan base going, or the property itself has an enormous fan base going in, and you come in and you make a very like intrinsically Japanese story. Well, not necessarily story. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with that. And make an intrinsically Japanese story and say, oh, it's gonna happen in Seattle and it's gonna star a white dude, and like L is gonna be the detective is gonna be black, and it's it. People are going to have their hackles raised by that, like, you know, rightfully or not, it's going to happen, or rightly or not, it's going to happen. And and yeah, like I was initially saying, the movie is extremely tonally different from
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
movie or from the series, and I imagine it's very tonally different from the manga. It's just, it's silly. It's like a silly, like, harebrained feeling and kind of anxious movie, and it shifts between, like, silly and violent, like grossly violent.
Yeah, like extreme, like reminds me of some of the deaths in that movie were like straight out of Final Destination.
Yeah, it's very Final Destination-y. So, quick note, this is
A
directed
quick
by,
death
yes, thank you.
note.
It's directed by Adam Wingard, who, I believe I'm saying his name right, he's the director of Your Next and The Guest, and one of the directors from the VHS series. He has a history in indie horror movies,
All of which
and
have been pretty fucking good so far.
yeah, and they're all subversive,
Yeah.
and they're also all sort of silly. They all have silly elements to them.
Sure.
And he dabble or he like one of his, like, trademarks even is shifting tone very dramatically, from scene to scene, or in the middle of a scene, tone will suddenly shift from lighthearted to horrifying, which I find really compelling. And that happens a lot in this movie, and Death Note, as an anime at least, is never like that. It is
No.
100% self-serious all the way through, you know,
All
to
the
its
time, never-ending train of just like huge, well, at least from the manga, like huge panels of dialogue of L just like in his mind. That's what I think a lot of people like about it, is that these two characters are really well written, I find, is that L and Light are just so well-defined and interesting characters, even for, as you said, this very, and rightly so, I think a very, not typical, but very in line with like a Japanese story of detective versus criminal.
And when I said earlier that this is an intrinsically Japanese story, like, for whatever reason, there's surely some reason, the Japanese people or Japanese culture is obsessed with, like, for hire detectives. They're just, like, all over the place.
Yeah,
There's so
man.
many stories about it. I don't
It's
understand why.
so true, and like,
It's fucking tight,
I
though. I
know
will
it's awesome, dude.
say.
Are they hiring?
I don't know. Like, they're also obsessed with young detectives, like high school
Like
age
young,
detectives.
beautiful looking detectives who wear like really cool glasses that they push up with one finger.
Yeah, as the lenses flare with
Yeah.
their realization. But and the movie is not serious at all, and also the main character is like a dork. Basically,
Super dorky,
he's
like
not confident.
typical American teenager that
He
also is like the brilliant, you know, like so that dorky, weird outcast.
yeah, but I feel like his brilliant. So the Death Note is possessed by a death god named Ryuk, who is like this horrifying monster, basically, who hangs out with Light, the main character of Death Note, who is in possession of the Death Note now. And, like, taunts him basically throughout the series, and just observes whatever Light is up to. And in the series, in the anime, when Light encounters Ryuk, he's, like, immediately fine with it because he's unthreatened by anything. He's just, like, this complete calculating badass.
Yeah.
And in the movie, when he encounters Ryuk, he shrieks
Like
endlessly.
awfully, like
He's
in
horrified.
yeah, it's just, yeah.
He runs under a desk shrieking and screams, "Oh fuck."
Oh, yeah.
It's so different.
Well, it makes sense too, because this is obviously a movie that takes place in America, and a big difference is, at least from what I've noticed culturally, is that in Japan, you know, through their culture, they have had these monsters called yokai, which I don't think Ryuk is a yokai, but yokai are these like little creatures that exist and are part of the culture that aren't inherently scary. They don't look normal, but I think there's this big cultural difference between what in Western culture we believe is like a horrifying monster, and in Eastern culture might be a god or something that brings something that's just out of the ordinary. Is I don't I'm
No,
off
I
on
know
a
you're
weird
getting at.
tangent, right?
There's a lot of ghost stories and demon stories and like forest spirit stories in Asian cultures in general that are sort of accepted as, well, they're folklore, obviously, but they're portrayed commonly in like current and old stories, whereas like in America they're basically nothing
Yeah.
like that
No,
in
there isn't.
like modern American
We
culture.
have fucking Santa Claus
Yeah,
and the Easter
and
Bunny.
nobody buys into that as an adult.
No.
But yeah, so maybe I don't know that the reason for light screaming like endlessly in fear at Ryuk is specifically caused by that, but like it does contribute to the tonal difference between this movie and the anime or manga, and it's like a highlight of how they're different for me.
Absolutely. So, do you okay? So, do you think this is a with the amount of criticism this movie has received, I guess where we should leave it at is, do you think that this movie is a dedicated portrayal of the content that was in the anime or manga? I guess that we have sort of touched that it kind of isn't, but do you think that standalone this movie is worth watching, maybe for someone who's listening and hasn't decided?
So I brought up Adam Wingard earlier, for a reason, and one of the reasons, well, the primary reason, is because Death Note is very much an Adam Wingard movie. It's not necessarily a Death Note movie. It takes place. It tells the story of the Death Note effectively, but it's different, and all of the things that one might see as flaws are actually just traits of Adam Wingard movies. The like goofy, angsty dick main character, the weird shifts in tone, the horrifying violence, and the like often lighthearted humor from like the way that there are a lot of like assholes in Adam Wingard movies, and they get punished for being assholes, but you also laugh at the way that they interact
And a
with
lot
other
of,
characters.
especially in this movie, there's a lot of holy shit moments. Audibly, I think I said holy shit maybe 3 or 4 times as the deaths occurred, because they're pretty brutal in this
They're
movie.
all oh, they're awful. And
Yeah.
yeah. And so in those ways, it's this is a very this movie is like a huge success as an Adam Wingard movie. But if you like are saying, is this movie faithful to the Death Note property, then I guess not. It just takes place within the Death Note universe and
Right.
tells a similar story through someone else's eyes, which I think is important because I like seeing somebody touch something that they are remaking. I don't just want like a clinical retelling of whatever it is that they're remaking, you know?
Yeah, I
Especially when
agree.
somebody has a vision like Adam Wingard clearly does. He has like a style.
Yeah,
So he
totally.
should make his own movies.
And he is, and he probably got paid a bunch of money by Netflix to make this.
Yeah, totally. I think it was fucking, didn't like Robert Downey Jr. buy this license
The
initially?
Death Note license?
Yeah, isn't that what I thought? That's what I read.
That
But the
would be
start
super
and
weird. I
bottom
hadn't
license.
heard that.
And then last thing I want to say is that any scene with L is just straight up the anime.
Oh, and he, it, yeah, like
It's
totally. The way he
fucking
sits,
tight.
the way he runs, it's
He's the only
so
one who
great.
watched the anime or something. Or no, it's clear that like he wanted those that Wingard wanted those scenes to be referential to the anime, but it's funny how like his character is too anime for the
Yeah.
rest of the movie.
It kind of sticks out
It
because,
does.
like, especially during the chase scene towards the end, like,
Yeah.
it's
He's got like this
straight up
weird gun
anime.
with like a blue light on it, and he's
Yeah.
like run dashing across the tops of a bar. There's a scene where he runs across the bar and he clearly like almost falls at the end of it. But I think all of it contributes to the movie being fun, which it like fundamentally flies in the face of Death Note. Death Note is not fun. It's
No.
smart, and it's a series of cool puzzles with a story wrapped around those puzzles. But I like this movie because it's so fun.
Well, there you have it. It's fun.
Do you think it's fun?
I do. I enjoyed watching it. I had a fun time. It was a solid hour and a half. I don't feel like I wasted my time, and I had distanced myself so far from my original experience reading the manga that it was like seeing like something that had no attachment to it anyway. So I was completely fine with the movie as it stands, you know?
Yeah, totally. Okay, cool. So that's another different way to approach it. I mean, like if you are precious about the manga or anime, then maybe don't watch it. But if you are curious or you don't mind like a totally different shift, or you've never even seen either of those things before, then totally check it out. I think it's rad. I think it's a
Yeah.
rad horror movie.
Well, there you go. Okay, so there's Death Note. I guess what I wanted to ask you now is was there anything that you've been playing lately that you might want to mention? I think that we both have kind of haven't been spending too much time with stuff at the end of this month.
Yeah, I am playing Absolver a little bit. It's cool. It seems like it's gonna be up my alley, but I don't have a whole lot of experience with it yet, so I don't really know yet. But
Yeah, I might take a look at that game in the future. Seems cool, but I think it's a definitely one of those games that you want to spend a lot of time perfecting the movement in it, and I just don't have the time for that right now.
It's
So,
online, so I'm gonna try to figure it out before everybody stops playing it.
oh, do you think it's trending that way already?
No, I don't, but like, just I don't know, man. I mean, there's always like fucking like 50 games a month, so
I know. It's so hard to
people.
find communities that like are strong and stay strong.
Yeah,
But who
exactly. So.
knows? I think that you had told me that this game's similar to Dark Souls, so maybe, and that game has a pretty voracious community that'll never die.
Yeah, I
So
hope so. I hope it finds a new home. It's just like it's small scale. It's like an indie game effectively,
yeah.
and but it seems to be attracting Dark Souls players, so hopefully it'll attract their dedication as well.
Cool.
What about you?
I've been playing Mario and Rabbids, which came out earlier this week. And it's all right, you know, it's kind of exactly what I expected it to be. It's
Okay.
a Mario Rabbids game that is bizarre and weird and is nothing like a typical Mario game or Rabbids game, I guess.
It's like XCOM or something, is what I think I saw.
Yeah, it's like a isometric top-down strategy game,
Okay.
which is effective. It's effective at being an entry point into that genre. I think that you don't need to have any experience playing that type of game to find enjoyment from it.
No.
Definitely a harder game. I would say that although it is a Mario and Rabbids game, it probably would not be enjoyed by children. I think you have to have some level of ability to think critically and strategize to be able to enjoy this game. Because I mean, like I've played about maybe 8 or 9 hours of it so far, and I just started the third world out of four, and midway through the second world, the difficulty just like flipped a switch and went from being pretty manageable and in just a breeze to all of a sudden like, okay, I have to really think hard here, and I'm gonna spend upwards of an hour or two on one battle in particular.
Shit.
Yeah, which I don't know. I mean, I've never played like an XCOM. I think I might have tried to like, you know, actually, the only XCOM game I've ever played is that shitty, like, one that came out on the 360 that wasn't like a typical XCOM game. It was in the universe. Do you remember that? What was that game called? It was in the XCOM
Blacklist or
universe.
something like that?
What
X,
which
the
one?
Blacklist?
Yeah, I don't know. I fucking got rid of it a
Black
long
Ops,
time
something
ago.
like that? The
It had,
shooter.
yeah, it wasn't, it was still a strategy game, but it
Okay.
was, yeah, it wasn't a first person shooter or a third person shooter. It was still a strategy game from what I remember, but I can't remember too much about it, but it was awful. It was just so not fun. And I know that that's not the right experience when playing like an XCOM game, because those games are made way better than this one. I think this might have been a different developer than the people who make XCOM.
Is that the one that took place in the 50s?
Yeah, it was in the
Okay.
50s, and you had like M1
I know what you're
Garands and
talking
old
about.
school stuff.
Yeah, dude, XCOM is a fucking good ass series, dude. I love that series. I specifically like spending time in that series because I love aliens so fucking much. So I just love UFOs and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't see myself as wanting to spend time in Mario versus Rat. What's it called? Mario and Rabbids?
It's Mario plus Rabbids
I'm
Kingdom
not saying
Battle.
that. I'm not saying that. I'm not.
You refuse, outright refuse to be
Yeah.
included in
Why do
it.
they keep using weird characters? So you got like Tekken X Cross Street Fighter Cross Tekken. And
Yeah,
then you got like
it's very
Mario
much like
plus
the,
Rabbids.
yeah, it's very much like the heat that fucking Zack Snyder got for calling Batman vs Superman Batman v Superman.
Come on, dude. What is this, Kramer versus Kramer or something? I'm not.
I don't know, dude.
It's a little bit of a 80s drama reference.
That was, you were really reaching for that.
I've never even seen that fucking movie, but that was actually, you know what? That was the first trial name that I could think of. So that
Oh
says
my
a lot about
God.
my experience with historical law. No, I don't get fancy, guys. What are you doing, man? I
Don't
mean, like,
know.
imagine the people who have to manage databases and game names, and they have to accommodate for like special characters and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
That's what
know.
I'm
It's it.
really thinking of.
It's, that's that you that's taking it pretty deep, honestly. I mean, maybe, you know, you gotta be careful with what you say and be when you're critical of this game, because the last thing you want to do is say something critical and then have it be traced back to the crying guy at the conference, right?
Oh
At
man,
the
I don't want him
Ubisoft
to cry.
conference
He
at
was real
E3.
sad. He
Yeah.
was crying happy, and that was nice. I don't want to make him cry sad.
No, don't make him cry sad, because I think you'll get lit up in the forums. And probably in the comments to this podcast.
I'd feel terrible bad if I made him cry sad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I can say is that the game itself, without, if you just remove the rabid element, and even if it's not a Mario game, it's just, it's well made, obviously, in Nintendo. I think, well, that combination of Nintendo and Ubisoft's assets works well here. There's a lot about it that is just like meaningless. Like the story is whatever, it's throwaway. There's no that being said though, most Mario games don't have meaningful story. It's the same shit over and over again. Peach gets kidnapped. That doesn't happen in this game though. They're mixing it up.
Hey, for a change,
I know.
that's nice. It's not, it's not too late, I
No.
guess.
It might be too late, actually. They've done a
It's
lot
a
of
little
those.
fucking late.
Yeah. I wonder, do you think Peach is going to get kidnapped in Odyssey?
I don't fucking know, dude, because like New Donk City, which I cannot believe is a real name for any product.
It's so good.
New Donk City is the mayor is, I think it's the woman that Mario is trying to save in the original Donkey Kong.
Oh, Daisy?
I
Because
forget her name.
that's the other heroine of the Mario franchise is Daisy, right? You got Daisy and Peach. She's like
Yeah.
brunette, wears a yellow
Yeah.
dress.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's her. Yeah, she's the point is there is an opportunity for them to decide that someone is going to be in power in the city, and they gave it to a Mario princess effectively. So hopefully they're not just going to, oh yeah, but Peach is still getting kidnapped.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we're gonna have to wait and find out, and I think that game comes out in October.
Yeah.
That's
Game of
exciting.
the year.
Game of the year, early prediction.
Yeah. So, no, early,
Early
early,
fact.
early fact, early award.
So let's wrap it up, but I got one thing I need to say real fast.
Say it, Brendan.
Can we put the rabbit somehow into the Death Note? Like, if we can, we what are the did they don't have names, so can we just write rabbids?
I think rabbits are actually like a single entity.
They're like a hive mind,
Yeah, it's a hive
but
mind.
there's
It's
no
a
conscious thought. It's just like shrieking and shitting and rubbing their asses on things.
Exactly. It's the hive. It's like a hive mind id.
I
Yeah,
hate it.
so
I hate that so much.
what would you do? So with the Death Note, you have the capacity to control them for 2 days before they die, right? So what
Control
would
the
you do?
rabbits?
Yeah.
What would I do? Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if this was like the real world, what I would do is I would send them to the people that created them, which
Oh
I don't
no.
know the studio name, but they're the people that made Rayman created these abominations.
Yeah.
I would send their creation upon them like the unholy plague that they are.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
That's a good one. I think I would I would send them also as an army to defeat their children, the minions, and brutal, like Colosseum style battle.
Right, and it's just like extremely violent.
Yeah, and it'd be carrot versus banana, and the
Oh
carrot
God.
would win because
That
are mushy and shit.
is awful, but be careful what you're saying because some exec might hear this and rush to the boss's office and say,
Oh, and just
I've
and
got a
submit it.
ticket. Yeah.
Dude, that's a $1 million idea for sure.
It is, and they might do it.
That would be the only Minions game I would play. Is it? I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I meant that. That'd be the only Minions and Rabbit game that I would play.
Fuck, I don't even know if I could do that. Like, if it was a hard M rating,
Oh yeah.
I don't know, man. It's
If it was
still
like hatred, but it was just
just
it was
minions and
Minions and
rabbits.
Rabbits.
The sound of hearing them, because like they both have. So rabbits came first, but
Yeah.
and minions came not long after. But they both have this like made up fucking baby language that is the most annoying fucking thing in the world.
It's revolting.
It's so hideous. And luckily they don't play on that too much in this game, Mario and Rabbids.
Yeah.
But it still exists in it, and it's still awful. But fuck, I can't imagine with his how often is those minions speak, and like a 2 hour movie is ungodly. But
Oh God.
like an 8 to 12 hour like AAA release on a console or PC would be just fucking nightmarish. So I
Are you
can't.
familiar with the game Hatred, the PC game that much
Yeah,
okay, have
I never played it because I was
what?
scared of it for many reasons. Not like actually scared, but I just didn't want to contribute to something that could be super controversial and weird. But
It looked bad too, but the fucking did you see the cutscene at the end? How it the end cutscene?
no. But if you feel like divulging, I'm sure no one gives a shit. I don't
Oh,
care, so
this
go
is
ahead.
massive spoiler. All right, massive spoiler for awful, horrible game Hatred.
Yeah. Any Hatred fans out there who are halfway through the game, turn this off now.
The plot of the game is like you're this long hair asshole who's like, I just people and I'm gonna go kill all these people. So he leaves his house to kill people, and then he's done it. He's killed a bunch of people, and
Right.
the end of the game is he gets to the nuclear reactor and he wants to set it off like a bomb. So he like goes in there and he murders the people who work at the nuclear power plant, and then he like sets it up to blow up, and while it's like getting ready to blow up, he's like he's been shot, I think, and he's dying, and he's just basically saying like fuck this earth and fuck all these
Oh my
shitty
God.
people. It's so stupid.
That's awful. Okay, I changed my mind about what I want the rabbits to do when I put their name in the Death Note. I want
Go.
them to go to the people that made Hatred's office, if they even have one,
Yeah.
and hang out with them for a couple days before they all explode into the the ether.
Yeah, dude, you should send them over there as time bombs, and that's how they die, as they explode.
Yes.
And in the 2 days leading up to their explosion, they shriek.
Just
Just the whole time.
non-stop shrieking.
Just follow them around shrieking until they explode.
I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
Right, man. Well, it's fucking it's I think it's time to wrap this up. It's hot.
I'm satisfied.
I feel
Yeah,
good.
I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna take off this lycra shirt that I'm wearing, which I haven't shared with anybody yet, except for you. It is a shirt that is covered in arguments about who or what in Metal Gear Solid is gay or not gay, and I
Who or
very
what,
much like
meaning
it.
there could be potentially inanimate objects, scenarios, facial expressions,
Yeah,
beyond
the
just
heart.
the people themselves.
Well, they may be discussing like Metal Gear Ray. I don't know. I
Yeah.
mean, that's not a person, but maybe Metal Gear Ray wants to make out with Big Boss. I don't know.
That the preview for the next ep? Are we talking Metal Gear?
Dude, you do not want to talk to me about Metal Gear,
All right, that's
man.
gonna be like a 2 to 3 parter. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this stupid shirt off.
All right, good talk.